what are you doing?
I'm watching TV.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just thought I'd call and see what was going on. Did you go shopping?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you buy?
Nothing.
No way. You went to the mall and didn't buy anything. Let
no.
me mark this day in my calendar. Sylvia makes history.
There wasn't anything really that I liked.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It was just...
No cute shorts either?
No. No. I didn't find anything real, you know.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I was calling to tell you I'm going to be late coming home.
Where are you going?
I got to drive out to 16 to pick up some menthol crystals for a customer so we can get her compound ready tomorrow.
Are you going to do this after 9?
Yeah, Mike said he'll leave it for me up front because, I mean, we've been ordering this since last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I don't know, whoever's been doing Bergen or anything doesn't know to reorder it when it says out of stock or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So it hasn't gotten reordered since then.
So you're going to bring it home with you?
No, well, yeah, I guess I will have to.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that. Yeah, I guess I will.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow they'll just have to make up the compound. So however long it takes me to get out there and get home.
Yeah.
But, so is this the night you're going to the movie?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, this is tomorrow night. Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, because I talked to Catherine.
What?
I talked to Catherine. She's out working late tonight.
So did she say she was going?
I didn't ask her. I mean, I just talked to her on the phone and said, do you have any menthol crystals?
Yeah. Yep, I'm supposed to call her back later on tonight, so I'll check with her tonight.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll talk at you later. I just wanted to call and see what was up. Tell you it's going to be late, so don't panic, don't worry, I'm not having a wreck.
Okie doke.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Dee Dee?
Yes.
Were you asleep?
No, I'm getting ready to go to work.
Oh, how's it going?
Fine, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I tried calling you the other night and you weren't home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What night was that?
No, it must have been Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Wednesday.
Monday, I work late. Tuesday, I was off, though.
Let me see. When was it?
I don't know. I went to the doctor on Tuesday, and I got home about 4:30.
No, it was in the evening. So, anyway, well, I just called to tell you Autumn died this morning.
You're kidding.
No, she died at 4:30.
You're kidding.
So... she had a real rough 2 days. The last 2 days were really, really rough for her.
Are you going up to Colorado?
Yeah, I'm going this afternoon.
How's Aunt Hedica taking it?
Oh, she doesn't know yet because she spent the night at a friend's house. Because Aunt Hedica's over there.
In Colorado,
uh-huh.
You mean?
Both Aunt Hedica and Patrick are over there.
So they probably already know.
Well, Aunt Hedica doesn't. Patrick does. He's so scared and so confused. He cried so much this morning. He told me she's all white around the mouth and she's all white around the eyes and he's just scared to death.
How's your sister-in-law taking, or your sister
Janet,
taking?
Janet, she's strong. Mom said she broke down when they put her in the body bag and carried her out.
So, did she die at home?
She died at home.
Oh,
They promised her they'd let her die at home. The doctor said no more hospital. He would go to see her at the house. So, they just took care of her at home. She wanted to die at home.
How old was she?
She turned 15 a couple of weeks ago.
That is so horrible.
So anyway, she just had it so hard. She was down to 65 pounds.
Oh my gosh. She was a lot... I mean, she was looked very normal when I saw her here in Austin.
Well, when I saw her in November, she weighed 132. Because she was so swollen from the medication from the bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then now down to 65 in, what, 6 months? I mean, anyway.
That was a quick deterioration.
She,
What is your phone number?
280-9222.
Okay. So are you flying out or driving?
No, I'm driving home with the people that baptized on Helica, but I'm going to fly back Wednesday.
Well, that's... at least you're flying back. So yeah. Is Al going to go with you? Or?
No, he can't. And no,
Well, I'm really sorry, Leslie.
Well, I know
it was coming, but it's hard. You just can't ever prepare for it.
I just wondered why she suffered so long, because that poor baby was going through hell for the last 2 weeks. she all of a sudden, like last week, she just broke out in like blisters all over, and she had them in her eyes, and she couldn't even open her eyes. They were so swollen, and there was nothing they could do for her. She couldn't eat. Her she was vomiting 24 hours a day, so her throat was so raw.
Were they intravenously feeding her?
No, because they didn't want to feed her, because they were just feeding the tumor. They were just, she was just drinking water, and they had her on morphine. They wouldn't feed her. She was never hungry, because her intestines, I mean, you know, are all shot. She was never hungry.
She probably couldn't tell the hunger pains from the other, though.
So, no, they didn't feed her. But anyway, I just thought you'd want to know.
I'm really sorry.
Well, yeah.
If there's anything you want me to do, you know, just call me.
But
and, well, I mean, you know, you're going to be up in Colorado and you might need to take care of some business down here. Just call me, and if I can't do it, Sylvia might be able to, because she's off for a couple of days.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you later, Dee Dee.
Okay, thanks for calling, Leslie.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Is Sylvia in?
Yes, just a minute, please.
Hello?
Sylvia.
What?
What? Why do you laugh?
For no reason. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just whenever you hear my voice, you start laughing.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Nothing. Just here. My stomach hurts.
How come?
I don't know. Just hurts.
What'd you eat? Did you eat something?
No, I ate deli food.
Oh, that's what got you sick then. Yep, I think we've all gotten sick once before on that deli food.
Man.
So are you going to San Antonio?
Yeah, I got my mom.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Well, how about if I join you guys then?
Yeah, come on. I wanna do
no.
It. Come on.
No, I can't. No.
Come on.
No. You know what I was going to do too? I was going to, if your mom didn't let you borrow the truck, I was going to tell you, well, why don't we just go in my car, you know? No, I don't think so. No.
Oh, it's not like your car hasn't made that trip 25,000 times.
Yeah, really, no, but Ken's supposed to get here about 6:30, so he'll be here.
Just leave a note on the door saying, sorry, we missed you.
Yeah, right.
Leave a Dear John note.
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, okay.
Oh, well, have fun. Don't drink too much.
Oh, I told you. I don't do that, sweetheart.
Yeah, right.
I don't.
Yeah, just like when I go to Chewy's, I don't have any margaritas.
See, I couldn't drink with y'all anyway, because they card me everywhere I go.
Oh, that's right.
So,
yeah.
You worked out for the best. So what time are you going to go?
Probably to this. There's a... Well, you know what I realized? I was reading the newspaper, and I was telling him, okay, we can go at 7:20, 7:30, there's a 7:50 show, and that paper is from last Friday or Saturday. So I don't know, we're just going to go, I guess, and go check what time it starts.
Who's
going
to go?
Huh?
Who's going?
It's just Ken and I. Dee Dee doesn't want to go. Catherine, I couldn't get a hold of her, so, you know, Dee Dee has to study.
Ooh, so it's all going to be y'all two.
Oh, don't mention it.
Oh, no, you're really going to like that.
How about we go to San Antonio, all of us?
He's going to really enjoy that one.
Yeah, he'll have fun, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to hate it, but you know, I'll do it for him.
Oh, well.
Wow. It all worked out that way.
No, be quiet. Shut up. I tried to convince Dee Dee, oh, come on, please. I'll even pay for your ticket. Let's go. She said, no, I have to study. So she's got to stay home and study. And Catherine, the other girl that was supposed to go with us, I've been trying her home phone number, and there's no answer. So she's probably out or something or other with her boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, have fun.
I will. Maybe, you know what? We should get together and go to San Antonio sometime.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to SeaWorld?
No, this place is so boring. Well, I have, you know, the only time I ever gone there was pretty bad because It was, my mom had planned this, right, when we went to SeaWorld. But see, the day we were going to go was Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the morning after my prom.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, so like she picked me up. We rented a suite at a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And so she picked me up at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my.
You know, and I was like, I had just, you know, fallen asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a bad day. I was like, there's Shamu. I was like, no.
And then it's so hot out there, and there's really nothing to do, because all you do is just walk from
one place to another. Yeah.
Like, so there's really no, like the one over in Florida, there's rides and stuff, and there's a whole bunch of like sightseeing places, gardens and things like that. And in San Antonio, they don't have that yet. You know, there's still a whole bunch of space from one arena to the other.
Yeah.
So it's like all you're doing is sweating from one place to another, waiting to just get seated and drink a Coke or something.
Drink a Pepsi. No Coke.
Yeah, oh yeah, right. Pepsi.
So, like, damn, let's go home. So I didn't really enjoy that.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, Dee Dee's nephew, I think, is coming into town, and her brother wants to take him over there, and that's what I told her. I said, you'd probably have to just take kids in order to enjoy it, because they enjoy it, so you enjoy it with them. But if you're by yourself, I mean, it's just...
Dude, I'd rather go to Six Flags.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go to Six Flags.
Yeah.
All right, let's go next week.
We should.
Yeah, I got to work 6 days next week.
How come?
Monday through Saturday? Yeah.
You're closing every night?
Mm-hmm, except for Thursday. I work 9 to 1 and you work 1 to 9.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. But you work Monday through Saturday?
Yeah.
How come? Is it because Al's gone on vacation?
Yeah.
Oh, 6 days in a row. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
We've got a plan. Dee Dee's been wanting to go over there because of that new roller coaster that's
the
over
giant.
There.
They had a big old thing on it last night on national news.
Yeah, I saw it. It was on 2020, I think.
Yeah,
no.
It was like something on the... No, it couldn't have...
It wasn't 2020. It was another one. I saw it, too. I remember seeing it.
About the roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's a Texas giant.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's pretty, when you get to the very top, they take a picture of you.
Oh.
And then when you get after, you know, like right before you're going to, you know, right as you go over it.
Uh-huh.
And then when you get off the ride, you can go and you know, pay for it if you want.
You're kidding. Oh, but you have to wait how many hours just to get on that stupid thing?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, just any stupid ride, you've got to wait hours just to get on there.
Yeah.
So you got to get up and go real early.
That's why I go, like, you know, during the winter, when it's 50 degrees, nobody's there. That's when I'm there. But I get to ride all the rides.
Yeah, really.
In one day.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well, we'll have fun. I'm ready to go take a shower and get ready to go.
Okie doke. Have fun.
Well, okay.
And
hey, where do your parents live?
In Laredo.
Oh, they don't, never mind. I was going to ask you where a street is in San Antonio.
What?
I was gonna ask you, you know, if you know where a street was.
What's the name of the street?
It's called Arteago Street. But it's on the west side. I'm sure you've never been to the west side.
No.
like never going to East Austin.
Yeah.
Except there's like, you know, I don't know, three times worse. So I don't want to go there either.
My stepdad will probably know, because he's from originally, he grew up in San Antonio. So it's like, he knew San Antonio very well. We just knew like the highways and stuff, the malls.
Yeah, the mall.
Alamo Heights, all those other places, yeah. Anyways, here, Dee Dee wants to talk to you.
She wants to talk to me?
Yeah.
I can't work.
Oh, shut up. Wait, hold on just a second. Have fun.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Nick.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to ask you a favor.
Okay.
For my speech communications class, I have to tape record conversations.
Oh, no.
Is it okay if I turn this in?
What?
Is it okay if I turn this tape in?
Turn what tape in?
This tape. We're taping this conversation.
Oh, great. Which one? The one that Sylvia and I were talking right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I just gotta give me $10.
Oh, right.
Oh, that is so cool. You know, I can, like, sue y'all for that.
No.
You're supposed to tell me before you record it.
Well, no.
Yeah. That's all the man. Okay. Go ahead.
Can I?
Yeah, just use me, okay?
Well, no, if not, if I couldn't get permission from you, I'd have to erase it.
Oh, okay. Yes, you have my permission. I'm not of sound mind, but you can still use it.
Okay.
Well, tell her to have fun on her date.
Okay.
Tell her not to be leading anybody on.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Nothing, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting here doing my homework.
Did you get a hold of him?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I called him this morning right when I got to work, and he was really excited. It sounded like I woke him up, though.
Oh, he always sounds like that.
What's wrong?
Nothing. You tell me to call you.
Are you crying?
No, my sinuses are bothering me.
Oh. I didn't know if maybe you were upset or what.
No. Uh-uh.
So how's the baby?
Oh, it's fine.
Kicking, huh?
Not right at the moment, but...
How far are you again? 4 months?
5.
5 months, okay. Well, you want to come over?
I thought you were going to come over here.
Huh?
I thought you were going to come over here.
Well, actually, I am, like, right in the middle of doing some homework. I mean, I've got my papers sprawled out on my couch.
Okay.
I've got to turn in 2 projects this week. One of them has to be a 8-to-10 page typed paper for philosophy.
Okay.
So have you heard from Butt Face?
No. He's not gonna call me. He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't?
Obviously not.
Well, I don't know. He's probably got a lot of problems.
But he hasn't called me, except for to call me and say hateful things since I got pregnant. Tell me he never loved me, he never wanted to see me again, he just used me. I'm like, fine, I'm taking your ass to court, buddy.
Well, I always thought he was a jerk. I mean, from the first time I met him, remember? I went into your house and it was like...
What a jerk!
Yeah, he wouldn't talk to me. I mean, I would try and make conversation with him. And finally he got up and just left. Well, I'm gonna go buy a bottle.
Okay.
I mean, he just left. It was very obvious. Very obvious as long as I was there. He was gonna leave, so...
I'm gonna go buy me a beer.
Oh no, he went to go buy a bottle. Forget the beer.
No, he went and bought a bottle of beer.
Well, if you want to come over, you're more than welcome to. I'm just going to try and knock out at least a couple of pages worth of my philosophy paper. I mean, if I can knock out about 4 or 5 pages tonight, that's about 2 or 3 type pages, so then I only have like 5 more to go. Yay.
Okay. Take a shower and wake me up. I just took a nap, and now I'm going to be up all night.
Nah, you'll be able to go back to sleep. That baby makes you tired.
Yeah? I laid out by the pool with Penny for a little while.
Oh, really? How's Penny doing?
Hi, she told me to tell you hi.
Did she? Well, tell her I said hi.
Okay.
Well, if you change your mind and you want to come over, just call me. I mean, I'm serious. I'm not leaving this house, except maybe to go get something to eat. Because I have got to knock out quite a bit of homework tonight, because I've got to work tomorrow. And I've got homework due in speech class and a book to read or start reading for philosophy. Summer sessions are killing me.
Well, let me take a quick shower.
Okay.
And I'll come over for a little while.
Okay.
Show you my fat stomach.
Show you, okay.
I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, bye. Bye. Hello?
Hello, Dee Dee?
Yes.
This is Adele.
Hi.
I was just calling to see, I'm having trouble with the PCS card.
Doing what?
With the PCS card.
Oh, okay.
It won't take the family.
It won't take the family?
Yeah, the family member.
What is the claim reject saying?
It won't even take it. It says family on the, I can't cash it out.
Oh, okay. Go to the patient chart.
Uh-huh.
And on the left-hand side at the very, very top, it says family. You need to put a 1, 2, or a 3 in there. 1 is the card holder, 2 is the spouse, and 3 is for any child.
Oh, that's not where you put the member?
No. It's at the top.
Right.
The very first space at the very top of the left.
Right. I have 1 there.
Okay, that's the card holder.
Uh-huh.
And it should take it.
It doesn't.
It doesn't take it.
No.
I'll be there in like 5 minutes. I've got to Xerox some copies anyways.
Well, hang on a second. Let me make sure that it matches in just a second.
Okay.
The card holder? Okay, he is the card holder. It worked for him at Walgreens.
It did? Well, if he can hang on 5 minutes, I only live 5 minutes away. I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I'll be right there.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's some fashion.
Hi, my name is Dee Dee Dugan, and I ordered some curtains about 3 weeks ago. And I was told they'd be in 2 weeks, and I was just wondering, you know, what the holdup was. You want my invoice number?
Hold on. Curtains or drapes?
They were curtains.
Okay.
Actually, it was a valance.
How rude.
Ma'am?
Uh-huh?
They said it'd take 2 to 4 weeks.
2 to 4 weeks?
Uh-huh.
I got my first set in less than 2. They told me 2 weeks.
Oh. Well, sometimes it may take longer.
For what reason?
For the reason maybe they don't have them in stock or they have to get them up. I'm not sure. I don't work over in the drapery department. Hold on.
She's rude. She's so rude. So I'm being mean back. Like, they don't know what they're doing anyways.
Yeah.
Sis, I'm fussing. Katina speaking. May I help you?
Yes. I ordered some curtains about 3 weeks ago, and they told me it'd be 2 weeks before they came in.
It takes 2 to 4 weeks, ma'am, and did you order them?
Yes. I've already ordered one set, and
okay,
then I ordered some more.
We do call you when they come in. If they haven't came, we do give a courtesy call to tell you that they have came in.
Come in.
Uh-huh. Come in.
Okay. Well, so I guess I still have to wait then, but for sure they will be in
they
next
will be
week.
In. Uh-huh.
Not any longer than 4 weeks.
If it's more than 4 weeks, you come and call the customer pickup or call us, and we'll look up your order.
And
we will.
If it's longer than 4 weeks, do I get a discount?
We're not sure. We have to talk to our managers about that.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Are you home from work?
I sure am.
Well, your mom called to tell me when she was coming in.
And?
She's coming in tomorrow night at 9:12.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Let me write this down. Do you know which airlines?
Yep, American.
American? Is that new terminal now?
No, that's Southwest.
That's just Southwest terminal then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. American flight number?
1110.
Flight 1110 at 9:20.
9:12.
Oops, 9:12. Sorry about that. P.M. So I guess this means you want me to pick her up?
Well.
Or 10, since she's going over there.
We can all go together, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, why don't you give me a call? I'm just now getting ready to tackle some more homework. I have got so much to do.
You work tomorrow?
No, I'm off.
Okay. Okay.
But I've got a list of like 8 things that I have to do.
Okay.
Projects.
I got things to do all day too, but I'm going to call Tim tonight and tell him so he'll know too.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to wind down as much of my homework as possible so I won't have to worry about it when Carrie and Kamiko are here.
Okay, bud.
Okay.
All right. I'll get you tomorrow.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Dee Dee?
Yes?
This is your Aunt Shirley.
What are you doing?
Just watch Jeopardy.
Ah. Well, I'm trying to clean up my room before Mom gets here.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. When's she going to be in?
Dad said she's coming in tonight at 9:12 on American.
Tonight?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought she wouldn't be here until Wednesday.
Nope, she's coming in tonight, and I think she's going to stay at Tim's and Tina's because I'm not even going to be here tomorrow.
Where are you going to be?
Well, I've got school, and then I've got to work for 8 hours, and then I got to go back to school, and I'm going to listen to some tapes or something and do some questionnaires or something like that. Can you hold on while I run turn down the stereo?
Sure.
Sorry, it was driving me crazy.
It's okay. Have you worked on the menu anymore?
No. I wrote down a bunch of stuff, and Dad said, well, they've saved a bunch of brisket and stuff from the party they just had. So I didn't know whether to buy one brisket or two.
Just one.
Just one brisket? How much potatoes?
Well, are you sure you want potato salad?
Well, what else do you want to make? We can buy potato salad.
Huh?
I guess we can buy potato salad.
No, you don't buy it. I just mean I've worked with 15 pounds of it and I'm sick of it.
Oh, well, we can have something else.
No.
Dad said Johnny's beans were outstanding.
Huh?
Dad said Johnny's beans were outstanding this last weekend.
Well, Johnny said he'd make candied yams. I was thinking about making broccoli and rice.
Mm. Well,
which
he has to
I
make
know.
His beans. There's just no way out of that.
Okay, he'll make those. They really were good, I guess.
Dad said they were outstanding.
I mean, I don't really care what we have. I just was teasing about 15 pounds of potato salad. It was just a mess.
Yeah, plus it takes a long time to get it together.
Well, but everybody likes it, so I don't care.
Well, we're going to have pea salad, aren't we?
I thought we would.
Well, that sounds good. I'll sit down with Dad on Thursday before we go to the store, because I'm off. After tomorrow, I'm taking off for 5 days.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, I still got school, but at least I don't have to worry about going to work afterwards.
Well, let me tell you this, though, that you won't forget Nelda and Sherry are coming in Thursday.
Okay.
And so they want to see whoever, you know, Thursday night.
Oh, well, that's great, because I'm off Thursday.
And, well, Donella's in a seminar or something, but I imagine she's available at night. So, you know, I thought we might could do something.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Are they staying with you, or are they going to stay downtown?
I think they're staying at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay.
The one right up there off of 360.
All righty. Well, I definitely want to see them. I haven't seen Sherry in years.
I haven't either.
I mean, I saw her. No, I didn't even see her before she had her first baby.
I've never seen her kids at all.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, I'd never seen Nicholas till he came either.
Oh, really? I saw Nicholas after he was born up in Odessa 1 year.
Okay, listen. I don't mind making potato salad, really.
No, I think we should bypass it. I mean, that's fine with me. I can get potato salad any time. I mean, I make it occasionally here at the house, just not as good, but, you know, it's not that bad.
Well, I don't mind making. I was just teasing. But I just thought, you know, just a second. How many chickens did she get, baby? One brisket. Two chickens.
You want me to get two chickens and one brisket?
Yeah.
And ketchup?
No, yeah, ketchup, but I have mustard and mayonnaise.
Right, I had asked you that, and I've got it written down here. Tomatoes, I've already got, let's see, lettuce and sausage.
Yeah, Dee, we bought that turkey sausage, Loose Rich, and it was really good.
Was it? Instead of kibasi?
Yeah, but...
That's no problem.
Well, I don't care. Ask your dad.
Okay, well, he'll be shopping with me on Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Well...
Well, it looks like kibasi, but it's called turkey sausage.
Okay.
He knows what I mean. Well, anyway... And I have plenty of rolls left.
Oh, do you? Okay, because I figured Nanny would probably make her homemade.
Well, she can, but I'm just saying I had onion rolls and wheat Kaiser rolls and some other kind of rolls. I got 5 dozen. I probably got 2 dozen left.
Oh, okay. Did I tell you Nanny's got some cookbooks that she picked up from Aunt Frankie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm hoping she brings that down because supposedly it's got grandmother's hot rolls recipe in it and some other things. So I'm really kind of looking forward to getting that.
Okay, well, I will talk to you then probably Thursday.
Okay, Mom will probably call you tonight or tomorrow then.
Okay.